This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It was announced yesterday via our guy Collar, of course, among other people on X or Twitter.
Love Collar.
Yes, great guy.
Yep.
The Rams, the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim, they are giving permission to Stafford and his agent to explore other teams. We talked about this off air, but my top prediction for where we could see Sam Darnold is L.A. Pete, where do you see Matt Stafford possibly headed, or could the Rams end up retaining him?
I think they most likely end up wanting to pay him the money that he's looking for. But let's not forget, if he goes to the Giants, he changes that franchise around in a hurry. And he's got his brother-in-law as the quarterback coach there. So that kind of all kind of pieces together pretty nicely, I think, for Stafford at the end of his career. If they've got enough on defense and enough talent on offense, I think he would be willing to at least consider going to the Giants.
Dave.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, no. Jets.
He's not going to
It is a possibility.
I'm telling you, they have the room, I believe, right? They have room?
Oh, sure. Sure.
And I think Matthew Stafford would love to be in New York. I see. I'm telling you, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. He's a way better locker room guy than Aaron Rodgers. He's more talented. I think that team, and it instantly makes that team a contender.
How about the Giants, though, guys? I mean, he's got the tie-in with his brother-in-law, right?
I want to know what Pete defines as a guy that can change the Giants organization, because, I don't know, you just had Daniel Jones on your team, and they said he was going to change the organization. Saquon Barkley, via Hard Knocks, we learned was going to change the organization, but the ownership didn't want to keep him.
Right, right. They didn't want to pay him.
So what defines a player as changing the Giants organization? Because that seems like Mission Impossible.
Well, he could turn them back into that whole world of what the Giants were back in the days of Lawrence Taylor and some of the rest of these guys. They haven't had a quarterback. Think about this: who has been their quarterback? He can't even hardly name him. Right?
Nobody can fill Eli's shoes yet.
Since Eli. The Giants have more money too. Looking at the
they've got room.
The cap here.
They've got the cap room. Yep, and that cap. We'll talk about that later.
So do the Patriots.
Yep.
Patriots also have money,
too. They got Drake May, though.
Yeah, it's true. We'll see. 25 games left, Dave. We'll be chatting with Jesse Pierce at Bar Down Beauties podcast and NHL.com in just a little while. So I ask you this. The team, even into the break, kind of had some grittiness to them despite injuries. And, of course, Kirill Kaprizov's out. Yesterday was a gutsy win. Are the Minnesota Wild back, Dave?
I think they are. I'll be realistic about know whether this team has enough to be hoisting a Stanley Cup this year. I think might be a bit of a stretch, but I mean, more than every time that you think this team is going to slip or falter without somebody, they seem to pick it up, and now they're winning games again. It's Detroit, so I get it. Like, Detroit's not the toughest team. In the Eastern Conference, I think they are. They're the top. They're the first wild card team, so they're no joke. And they're winning games without Kirill Kaprizov. That's the big thing. And you're getting scoring from Marco Rossi. Has to be the most improved player on this team this year. Although
back to back years,
others,
this year, he's made strides.
Amazing.
Yeah,
the Vinny Hinostroza, who scored again yesterday, a beautiful goal. I mean, they get them off waivers. You know, they're picking up these guys that are just contributing, which is great. So I do think that they get a spot. Right now, they're third in the West behind Dallas and Winnipeg. But those are the two teams that are going to be really, really tough. You've got the Jets, who have arguably the best goaltender in all of hockey. in Connor Hellebuck. And they've got 83 points right now.
I mean, Hinostroza, by the way, fresh off the airplane, scored in the Nashville game. Or
he scored
Nashville.
In his first game, And I mean, that. How could you be any better? This guy, and I'm going to forget where he was coming, where he came from.
He's Nashville? From Nashville, but we played New Jersey or something that day. Yeah.
So they whoever wherever they are, they hope that he's going to they're going to hide him on waivers, and we swoop in. Minnesota swoops in and picks him up, and he ends up being a great contributor. And that's exactly what you need, especially at a time where Ryan Hartman is serving a suspension for 10 games. So. Yeah, I think they're contenders. I think they're certainly contenders in the West. I just don't know.
We just need to get healthy, right? I mean, all these injuries, they just keep stacking up and stacking up, and yet they continue to be somewhere in the mix. Are they at the front? No, they're not in the front. Are they in the back? Absolutely not. But they have been winning games, I think, more often than anybody would have ever expected, given how many guys are hurt right now on this team and sitting on IR.
And we talk about depth. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to come out of the gate as fast as you can in the beginning and pile up those wins so that when you do have the slump, and there's going to be slumps in every season, everyone does, you can weather the storm, and they've done that.
I'm going to put my foot, my size 14/15 size Nike on the ground.
You have a size 15?
That's a big foot.
Right? Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. It compensates for other things. I'm going to say that this is the most – I'm trying to think of the word. Like, this is courageous. This team has the most perseverance out of any Wild team that we've had so far, because injuries plague this team all the time, every season, and we always seem to falter at some point. And this has been almost a full season of battling injuries, and we've maintained that top spot. It's incredible how top scale this team has been.
I also think it's worthwhile here that John Hines has done a remarkable job with his team coaching. I don't know if he gets enough
team
credit.
Team USA. I mean, you get to be a part of that group.
Yeah.
He comes in last year and takes over and manages to try as best he can to keep the things afloat just to get to the offseason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's constantly tinkering with line changes and switching things up. And I don't think enough can be said for the job that he's done this year.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, possibly. Pete, there are a decent amount of big-name coaches on the board as far as being on the hot seat in college football. We are just weeks away from spring ball, except unless you play at Nebraska. They're not doing a spring game. I'm going to give you some names. You tell me who is most likely to be here and most likely to be here, one most likely gone, or maybe all stay put that I list off here. You ready?
Okay.
Lincoln Riley with USC. Mm-hmm. My guy, Brent Venables with Oklahoma.
Yep.
Mike Norvell at Florida State. Luke Fickell with Wisconsin, or Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. Do you think is there one that stays, one that leaves, or do you think all those stay put?
I think every one of them stay put. The only question mark for me would be USC with Lincoln Riley, just because it hasn't worked. It has not worked. They brought him in. He doesn't like to recruit California. He only knows Texas and Oklahoma, and it's a problem. I mean, it really is a problem. I look at that USC team, and they just don't impress you, and I think of the rest of them, though, I look at Oklahoma State. I look at some of the other schools. I think these guys are permanently going to be there. They're there until they want to leave.
Yeah, Mike Gundy especially.
Yeah, Mike Gundy's a heck of a guy. Yeah.
Gundy's been there forever.
Yeah, he's loved, man.
He's a man. He's not 40. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you? I was just going to ask you. You've heard that quote? Like, that's one of my favorites.
Pete, have you heard of
Pete? Mike Gundy?
I don't know.
His post game comp. Some of those are the best ever.
You've got to find it.
Yeah.
Can we play it at the end of the show here?
Oh, for sure. Okay. For sure.
I'm with you, Pete. I think most of those guys are lifers where they are. If you can't recruit at USC when you've got California, and by the way, you're going up against UCLA at this point, which is, I mean, Deshaun Foster just began the season by telling everyone where LA was. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't recruit California and beat UCLA for some of these players, good luck.
And you've got all the money in the world for NIL.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got everything on your side. And he gets quarterbacks, but he just does not recruit the state of California very well at all. And that's a huge problem.
All right, Josh, what else you got?
All right, what else do I have? It's a good question. All right, Dave, one last one here.
I'm excited.
If you're the San Antonio Spurs, it's been a rough week. Yeah. You lose arguably the face of the NBA currently in Victor Wembanyama. I never say that.
Wembanyama.
There we go. To something called deep vein thrombosis in his shoulder.
Hey, that's dangerous.
Yes, he is out for the year.
Wow.
And now it appears we may have seen the last of Greg Popovich in the NBA as a five-time NBA champion coach with the Spurs and has been the coach there since 1996. He did suffer a stroke back in November. He was also inducted in 2023 to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Dave, have we seen the last of the legacy that is Pop in San Antonio?
Well, I'll say this. I hope so. If you're having strokes and your health is in jeopardy here, and I know it's hard, Pete, you know this, it's hard to walk away from the game, especially. And listen, Pop has nothing left to prove. He's won championships. He's the winningest coach in NBA history by almost 100 games over Don Nelson. I hope so. I hope that he recognizes that his health is more important and he lives the rest of his life happy and healthy and incredibly wealthy.
Yeah.
Do I think he's done? I don't know. I mean, it's just with these coaches, you never know. You just never know if they're going to have enough. I feel like he's the kind of guy that can say, I've done everything. I'm good. I'll walk away. I don't know him, though. What do you think, Pete?
I'm going to say he's done. I'm going to say he's absolutely done. You know, when you look at him, he doesn't look healthy. He hasn't looked healthy for the last couple of years. He looks his age, you know, and a lot of the time we look at these coaches and we say, wow, that guy looks great for his age. I don't think you say that when you see Pop, and Pop obviously has some health issues going on. So he's had a great career down there in San Antonio, done an amazing job, had some great teams over the years. But I think if he does the right thing, he walks away, and I think he will.
And before we do go to break, I'm going to play just a 20-second clip. Here you go, Pete. Enjoy.
Oh, this is the best.
And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
So good.
I remember that. I do remember that. That was great.
That was so great. That was so great. And I'll forget the quarterback's name, but they went after a kid. And I, for my, and this has been a long time now, for my 40th birthday, which will be 6 years ago on Tuesday, I wanted to recreate that sketch with, like, I wanted to, like, green screen and make a video. I didn't. but it's arguably, in my mind, it's top five, if not one of the best. Absolutely. Other than maybe Jerry Burns losing his mind.
Somebody named Bobby Reed. I wouldn't know that
Bobby
name because
Reed, yes.
I wouldn't know that because during that era of Oklahoma State football, there's only one player, and honestly for the last 20 years, that's really come out of that program, and that's Dez Bryant. So nobody really knows anybody but Dez Bryant that comes out of Oklahoma State apparently anymore because
Barry Sanders.
My team kind of kicked their butts for
I mean, Barry Sanders is a good one.
That's like 80 years ago, though.
You can't forget about him. Yeah. I covered Mike Gundy when he played in the when Oklahoma State played in the Independence Bowl when I worked in Shreveport. He's a super nice guy. But we were also – he was really cool. We loved him. So when that happened, that quote, I mean, it was the best.
But Pete, though, great head of hair. Great
yeah,
head
he
of
does.
Hair. Yeah.
Unlike Pete. I will say
I said like Pete. Oh. You guys have a similar amount of hair on your head.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Jerry Burns, just so you guys know, I played for him. One of the greatest guys of all time when he'd walk through the players as you're stretching
Bob
and everything.
Snelker.
Jerry Burns, you know the best part about Jerry Burns? He's basically Burgess Meredith from Rocky. And he walks around and he's phenomenal.
Yes.
And that boy, how's it going today, Pete? You know, and
he
all
even
that
looked
stuff.
Like him.
Looked just like him. He was phenomenal.
One more guy that's really great. And I know we got to go to break. Brad Lane. He's such a great guy.
Good Lord.
I love that guy.
Is your last name Brown? I think it is.
No,
right?
Is he in the studio? Brown?
No, he's not. No.
Brad is not here.
No, he doesn't come here on Sundays. No.
Well, it makes two of us.